B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Drew.
Hello.
Hello, Drew. Hello. You're looking for Leanne, is that correct?
Yeah, man. I've been seeing Leanne for a few weeks, and last time I saw her was at my place.
Yeah, and what happened?
Well, it was all good, man. We had like a little cookout, had some friends over, some drinks and shit, you know, just hanging out, man. Mm-hmm. And Leanne spent the night, and she hasn't really gotten back to me ever since.
Uh-oh. Did anything happen?
I mean, you know, me and my buddies were playing, we're getting drunk, we're playing reverse basketball, and we kind of, that kind of threw her off.
But, hold on.
Yeah.
What? Reverse basketball?
Oh, man, you never play reverse basketball?
Dude, it's awesome.
I've never heard of reverse basketball. Like, I don't even know, what are the rules of the game?
Reverse basketball? Oh, man, this is super cool. It's super fun. So you take a ball, right, and you tape that ball to a pole, and then you just try to throw a basket at the ball.
Wait a minute.
So you try and get...
You know what?
Basketball, wait. Of course.
Yeah, reverse basketball. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's something. It's a lot of fun when you're drunk, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. Adults play
so,
this?
Yeah. So what the question is, when you guys started playing reverse basketball, something that you, it seemed like you feel like everyone knows about, but no one knows about, what was she doing?
I feel like this is like, even if you never heard of it, it's like, it's just a, you understand the game, right? You just throwing baskets. Yeah. She gave us weird looks, you know, she wasn't playing, but she was giving us some crazy looks and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, but she seemed cool with it. Like, it's not like, you know, she got it. She came along, you know.
Okay.
And like I said, she ended up spending the night. You know, I don't think that was it. But she did, when in the morning, she left without saying goodbye. And that's f***ed up, man, because, like, I was busy making breakfast, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I was
already working. That is messed up.
That's not a good sign.
Definitely not.
So that's why I'm calling you guys.
All right. Well, okay, stay quiet.
This is Leanne.
Hi, Leanne. This is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And can I explain why we're calling? Because this is a great opportunity for you.
I'm sorry. Who'd you say this was again?
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. And what we do is we're calling you to ask you out on a date on somebody else's behalf. And if you agree to go on a date, it's a date that you can pick the place, the day, the time, and we will pay for everything, the drinks, the food, all that stuff.
But, like, I have to say yes in order to hear the guy's name?
No. I will just tell you the guy's name right now, and then you decide. His name is Drew. You went out with him before?
Oh, God, f*** me. Not that. No.
Damn.
That guy's so gross.
Aggressive.
I thought he got the hint when I disappeared on him. No.
He's gross because he was playing reverse basketball with his friends. That's what he told us happened.
I that's why he told you? Like, because you were playing that stupid drunk game? Like, I mean, yeah, it's dumb. It's super dumb, but that's just what guys do when they get drunk.
That's like, so that's not
that
it?
That was no big deal. No. I could have watched that all evening. It was hilarious.
So why did you leave while he said he was making breakfast while you left and you didn't say goodbye?
Oh, okay. Because that gross fuck pisses in the sink.
He what?
Wait.
What?
Yeah. Like, he pisses in the sink. And I caught him doing it twice.
Wait, he did it more than once?
Sink?
And in front of you?
Yeah. Like, the first time I thought it was just, like, again, you know, pretty drunk with his buddies. Like, I've seen people piss in the sink when they're, you know, they're drunk.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But then when we got up in the morning and you're not as drunk, he was standing near the sink again with his pants down.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I saw him do, you know, like, when guys, like, when they finish peeing, they do that, like, weird shiver thing?
Yes.
And so, like, after I saw that, I was like, what the f*** is this? I got to get out of here. Like, what is... There's a toilet right there. Like...
Also, he has a bathroom that works, and he still...
Yes! Oh. I used it. It works just fine. But his bathroom, it's, like, right next to the kitchen.
Yeah. Sounds like we need an explanation. And luckily, luckily, Leanne, Drew's on the phone. Hey, Drew, are you there?
I didn't hear this one.
Yeah, you know, I'm here. I mean, look, so, come on. A drain is a drain, right?
Okay, you know what?
But why? But if you have a bathroom that works right next to where you are and nobody's in there, why are you doing that?
I don't really get it. I mean, like, look, I save money on water because you're not always flushing all the time, you know? Listen, I grew up with five siblings and we had one bathroom in our house, you know? So we'd all
it's on the toilet,
sink.
You can use it. Like, that's
cute. It just became a thing, man. We would piss in the sink, we would piss outside, okay. We'd piss anywhere.
Doing it at your own house is one thing, but when you're doing it at someone else's...
No, he was doing it at his own house.
Oh,
but his toilet was there.
But you wash your dishes, hopefully.
I know, I'm confused.
Sink or... rinse food?
No,
or...
It's the same thing. Like, he's pissing in the sink that he puts his dishes in, that he puts his
That's
food
disgusting.
In.
Dirty dishes. Dirty dishes.
Oh,
you know,
God.
It's not like you put clean dishes in the sink. But at the end of the day,
I'm pissing
in a drain. Listen, I'm just pissing in a drain. That's all it is. And I'm rinsing it. I mean, I'm sorry I didn't grow up all bougie and everything like you.
Oh, yeah. Well, so using a toilet is bougie. Okay.
You got a bidet to squirt water at your butt. You know, like, I mean,
all right.
You know, come on. I didn't have all that, okay?
Oh, God.
He lives by himself. You know, he lives by himself.
I'm being eco-friendly, dude. Look, listen. I'm thinking it's better for the environment. I'm not wasting all that water by flushing and stuff. I mean, you know, it's quick and easy. It's like one and done.
You can't really believe what you're saying, can you? I mean,
listen, that's how we grew up.
I will say, though, at least he's being honest. I thought for sure he was going to deny it.
Owning it.
Oh, my God. You know, he lives by himself. He has a functioning toilet. This is insanity.
You know what, man? When I was younger, there were times when I was in the shower, all right?
Stop. Stop talking.
I think we're done here. I don't give a
Okay, so listen, Leanne. It might not have been the answer you wanted, but he's not lying to you. Would you like to see him again?
No.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Pissing in the sink is a deal breaker. I promise. I always use a bathroom when you come over.
Oh, geez, what a fucking gentleman! You know what? My God, I already have a dog, and I don't want to house train another man. God. So, like, come on, no.
All right.
And there it is.
All right, you're 6:60.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. getupcrew@hot969boston.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.